This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Saturday, March 12th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Hudson High's boys basketball team lost their first game this year, March 11th, in the state Final Four for Class B tournament, with Olean beating them 58-38 at the Glens Falls Civic Center. Hudson High finished 26-1 for the year, winning the Section 2 title for only the fourth time in the high school's history, also in 1973-74, 64-65, and 1937-38 seasons. And they also won two games in their first state tournament ever. Olean goes on to the state Class B final Saturday, March 12th at 9 p.m. at the Glens Falls Civic Center. Philip Grant has this next report.
John Mason reports in the Register Star on the broadband presentation made on Wednesday, March 9th by Joseph Starks to the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. Starks was hired by officials to conduct a study of the county's broadband service. According to July 2014 data from the New York State Broadband Program Office, 74% of the county's population is unserved by broadband of 6 megabytes or more per second. Stark told the supervisors Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's new New York broadband plan, which provides funding for broadband providers to add service in remote rural areas, will do little for Columbia County. The pending merger of Time Warner and Charter Communications carries with it the stipulation that the merged company provide broadband to unserved customers. However, areas served by that company are not eligible for the state funding. Stark, however, suggested the county find funding for the broadband expansion through E-Rate, a federal funding program for schools and libraries. Stark has recommended the county bring dark fiber to all county schools as a basis for a countywide fiber optic network. In addition to schools and libraries, public safety towers could be included, as well as volunteer fire and police departments, state police, and rescue squads. Stark said a similar approach has been applied in the North Country and in 7 counties in the Southern Tier. He said, and I quote, E-Rate is a unique opportunity. We need to take advantage of it, end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star.
Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that the owners of the proposed Constitution Natural Gas Pipeline have pushed back the beginning of construction from the end of 2016 to the second half of 2017. The proposed pipeline still requires approvals from the State Department of Environmental Conservation, with a ruling expected before March 31st. But the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will only allow trees that need to be cut along the route from Pennsylvania to Schoharie County between November 1st and March 31st to protect migratory songbirds and the northern long-eared bat. The company would cut down 1,000 acres of forest containing 700,000 trees, and 120 landowners would lose property to the gas company under eminent domain if the pipeline moves forward. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Saturday with a high near 59 and a low around 38. Sunday should be partly sunny with a high near 55 and rain likely Sunday night, mainly after 1 a.m. with a low around 35. Monday, rain is also likely with a high near 42. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Green, Columbia, Dutchess, Ulster, Rensselaer, Albany, Delaware, Schoharie counties, and Western Massachusetts.